The Audio Partners Publishing Corporation is pleased to present Dance Hall of the Dead by Tony Hillerman, read by Michael Ansara.
Sunday, November 30th, 5:18 p.m. Shulowitzi, the little fire god, member of the Council of Gods and deputy to the sun, had taped his track shoes to his feet. He had wound the tape his coach taught him tight over the arch of the foot. And now the spikes biting into the packed earth of the sheep trail seemed a part of him. He ran with perfectly conditioned grace, his body a machine in motion. He knew now, with an exultant certainty, that he would be ready. His lungs had expanded, his leg muscles hardened. In 2 days, when he led the Council of the Gods from the ancestral village to Zuni, fatigue would not cause him to make any missteps in the ritual dance. And when Shalako came, he would be ready to dance all the night without error. The Salamobia would never have to punish him. The fire god half fell onto the outcropping of rock that was his regular resting place. He sat on the outcrop, a slender boy with black hair falling damp across his forehead, massaging his legs through the cotton of his sweatpants. He turned his thoughts to George Bowlegs, careful to avoid any anger. 8 days hence, Shalako would come from the Dance Hall of the Dead to visit their people and bless them. This was no time for angry thoughts. Bowlegs was his friend, but Bowlegs was crazy. And he had reason to be angry with him. George had asked too many questions, and since George was a friend, he had given more answers than he should have given. No matter how badly he wanted to be a Zuni, George was still a Navajo. He had not been initiated. Had not felt the darkness of the mask slip over.